Hello, we are on the air. This is Kathy Cook, also known as Bright Lights Pathfinders, bridging wisdom tonight with my co-host,
Michael Goger.
And tonight is Tuesday, February 21st, 2012. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm
good.
Hanging and banging. I worked out 2 hours today, so I'm excited about that. But I'm
Wonderful. Doing good.
How you doing today, Miss Kathy Cook?
I'm doing great. It's been an awesome day. Awesome weekend and week. I was sick at first, and, you know, that gives me blessings to sit down and be still and tune into my body and get to know the little places that need to be healed.
Hey, did you see a photograph of that flower that they brought back from 30,000 years ago?
No.
In Antarctica, on that prehistoric lake Russia is experimenting on?
No, tell me about it. Tell us about
okay.
it.
Well, they finally worked their way to this prehistoric lake nobody ever has been in or on. And they either found a dead plant and got DNA from it, or a seed, and it germinated and bloomed.
No way.
So this is the first time this plant since 30,000 years ago has been, and it's a gorgeous little thing.
Wow.
Looks like a smaller tulip.
Thing. Where would we find that? How would we search that out?
It's on my Facebook, and you can get it on Yahoo, probably somewhere on their news feed.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good news. I mean, a new blossom from 30,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Goes to show you. It's always evolving.
Oh, and then they got artificial meat now. They just
oh, I heard that with the hamburgers.
Yeah. I don't know who the hell's going to eat it, but I know I'm not. But
I'm not either. No.
I'll eat Cheerios dry first.
I want to tell you, Uncle Ron Nordman, composer, gave permission to play some of his pieces. He had to get permission from his manager first. So, we're going to have Seth play a piece. I want you to sit back, everybody. Michael, close your eyes. This is a Joan of Arc. It's a series that he does of Joan of Arc. We're going to start with the beginning one. Seth, we're ready. This is to Ronald Nordman. Everybody, listen up and tune in. There you have it, Michael. That's Uncle Ronnie.
That was phenomenal. That was a standing ovation.
That is an encore. I'm yes. telling you, he writes each individual note himself and puts it together like that. He is a master composer.
I think
he's got a series with Joan of Arc, the whole story of Joan of Arc, and that's just the beginning.
Wow, I can listen to that again. That was like six-dimensional type opera.
It's beyond anything I've ever heard.
He's another Mozart, I believe.
It puts me in such a frame of mind, and watching him work is amazing. He says
spellbound.
I hope to get him on soon. His schedule's pretty hectic. But
I'm spellbound. I mean, I was lost in it. It was telling a story, and I was in it.
Mm-hmm.
Bravo.
He has heard these notes, he said, since he was little. And he never knew how to express them because he never took music. And he just started, started doing this. He's been doing this for about 2 years now. And that's my mother's brother, little brother, Ronald Nordman.
Is your whole family like Leonardo da Vinci's? I mean, everybody is multi-talented and gorgeous. And I mean, it goes on and on and on. Photographers, models, jewelry, music, teaching, engineering.
Yeah.
Community services.
I believe it's the love of the Lord, putting the Lord first, Jesus Christ. And we just, you know, go from there.
Yeah. Well, good genes, maybe. Right.
Well, he didn't have a teacher. He had it that God gave, you know. He didn't take any lessons. He took a few. Land lessons, but I'm just telling you the strong belief that we have with the Holy Spirit being our God.
Absolutely.
Just constantly replenishes us with that was his joy and his love, and that is his joy and love is music.
Yeah.
And he gets blessed with it, putting God first. It's a perfect testimony for him.
Kathy, if I remember correctly, there's a composer, I don't know which one it was, but he was actually deaf, and he heard the notes, too, in his head.
Yeah, he could hear it first, Mozart. He could hear it first, and he played, you know, he was able to play, and then as he got older, he got deaf, and he would put his head down on the top and listen to the vibrations.
Because when I was listening to that, I heard over and over and over, Mozart, 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 Mozart.
Wow. I'm awestruck still, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it was gorgeous. It was beautiful.
I tell you, he loves ballet. Our family's all into ballet, and he writes a lot for the ballet that he does work with. He's just amazing. Aunt Rusty, she's a prophet in Israel and all over, you know, and there's just, I'm not even going to start because there's 13 of them. But we are searching some of our roots, as I've shared with you. And, we'll get into that more later because you gave a profound intuitive prior to this new year. And one of it was a big, extreme, highest honor medal, which we have found out who that belongs to without them even knowing that you had said that. Mm. So we'll keep people posted with that as it unfolds.
Yeah. Too bad you can't give them a little, but it's okay. I mean,
well, just know that you gave you gave the insight of my family back on. At the end of December, when you were here visiting, and you kept seeing a medal, a highest honor medal, and it's one of my relatives, and we're getting it together. It's in Wikipedia, and we're working it now with the pictures and stuff that They had no idea you even said that. That's what's so great. That's how good you are.
And that you were a direct descendant of these dukes and duchesses and the royals.
Yeah, and where's Charlotte, Russia. North Carolina, the Queen City, Mecklenburg County, got its name, and how they all intertwine together.
It's a fascinating story. Now, where they came from in Prussia, I believe, it was called Queen City Charlotte.
It was the Queen Charlotte.
She married
the Duke of Mecklenburg.
Okay, mm-hmm. Now, how many years later, would you say 100 years, they migrated to North Carolina and set up Mecklenburg?
I'm still doing it. I'm still looking into all that. Yeah, Uncle Ronnie started this thing with one of our uncles getting the highest honor of the sword in the league in the German War, and it goes from there. You know, Carmen, my cousin Carmen, that says she gets goosebumps listening to us. Her father was called Theodore, and we called him the Duke. It all intertwines, the whole story. I don't want to unfold it until it's complete. But.
Well, from what I was looking at, he was a Duke.
But Uncle, her father was just called the Duke. You know, that after his brother.
Oh, after they came to America.
Right. See, Granddaddy Nordman came to America right when World War II broke out because he didn't want to be a part of, you know, that war. He's his father and his brothers and uncles fought in that war.
Yeah.
And one of my grandfather's brothers or uncles, got the highest honor that, you know, for a pilot against Russia and all this stuff. And then it goes into the roots of where they came from and then where they came from and queens and the duchess and it's amazing. I'm enjoying it. And I'm enjoying sharing it with you.
Yeah. Well, you know, what really fascinates me is that when they came over, they wound up in a Mecklenburg in Charlotte, or they created it themselves. And this whole story has got to be
If you Wikipedia Charlotte, North Carolina, Mecklenburg County, you'll get the story and then go back from there. And it's my family and heritage and, you know.
It's amazing. It's mind-boggling. Well, it would make a movie.
Well, yeah.
You know? But anyway, what else we got cooking? What's going on?
Wow, I don't know. I've been working on some concepts, the units of knowledge, and they are the concepts. I've been working on that. I've been working on how to, you know, get to the point of starting anything in life. You know, anything that we start that has to have principle, right? So that's what I've been working on, the effects of principles. And, the principles are any cause of effect, which is a metaphysical, because metaphysical is karma, cause and effect, principle. So I've been looking into that a little bit, and I've been looking into the basic units of knowledge, which is basically asking a question and then going from there, anything that serves right and true.
It's amazing. How can
you know, I don't know where, it never stops with me.
It's amazing how connected we are, because unbeknownst to you, I've been working on light rays, vibrations, and concepts within that dynamic, and quantum realities existing in the same space at the same time. And here you are working on damn near the same thing.
Tell me what you've been working on. Give me some more input of that.
Well, I've been researching vibration and light. We're allowed to perceive and to interpret to a certain vibrational level. If you look at the sun, you're blinded or injured. So So we can only handle that vibrational rate. And then if you go into other things like infrared or X-rays, or you can't even see those rays. Those are dark rays. And they can exist in the same space at the same time, both spectrums of the vibration, which would connect to quantum physics, where right now I could be sitting in a bar room in another reality, and they're having a barbecue in a bar room, and people are dancing and having fun, and I'm sitting here talking to everybody on radio in another reality, another universe, another vibrational light ray that hasn't been discovered yet. Or we didn't know about X-rays, 100 some years ago, you know? And
right.
There it is. You know, all of a sudden a tool helped us discover a new vibrational light. And so there's other discoveries out there that are going to allow us to time travel, quantum jump, also heal 90% of our illnesses, also transport ourselves, just like they do on Star Trek. You know, Star Trek was developed by Spirit to prepare us for everything that we're damn near got, almost everything they got now except the transporter.
I know, because Star Trek goes back to when I was a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, and Spirit gave us computers and the internet also to prepare us for what's to come. And that's what I work on when I'm sitting here all alone.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
My mom says hello. She just texts me. She keeps texting me. So hello to my mother. And she says hello to you and everybody at BBS Radio.
Oh, all right.
So, God love her. She must have felt us talking about her family.
She's an amazing woman.
She is, isn't she?
Yeah.
She is on the go 24/7.
I had a couple of conversations with her.
You've had more than a couple.
Yeah, she is in control, and I wish I had 1/3 of her energy.
Yeah. Full-blooded, 100%.
Yeah.
Structured and perfectionistic. And a God-fearing woman, loving the Lord.
That's right. Love's the highest vibration rate there is.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And do you know, I keep going to inside the box. You know, of course we're to think outside the box, but we are to be inside ourselves with just God. You know, everything, you know, you think of, people say it's the glass half full or half empty. It's supposed to be totally empty for you to fill it up with perfect love. And that brings me to, you know, how people do numbers and they forget the zero. Well, the zero is the most important number of them all. As a matter of fact, when you do any kind of code writing for a computer or anything, you put the zero first and then the number. Because zero is the cosmic egg, and zero is the openness of the empty as well as the fill, you know. So I just want to put that out there. That just came to my mind.
Interesting. Zero. It's an interesting number, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And the zero, the cosmic egg. It's a, you know, the perfect circle, the zero. You know, you have like people think that it's 1 through 10. Well, it's 0 through 9. Because 10 is starting with the 1 again with the 0.
Fascinating. You know, the Fool is a 0 with a tarot.
You know, I've never even seen a tarot but one time. I don't know anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, you don't need to.
I don't care to be honest.
You're already... you're already what you are and what you're supposed to be at the exact moment.
Right.
Right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. What I was wanting to ask, you know, we haven't had a... What are you thankful for, Michael, today? If you could give one thing that you were just really thankful for, what would it be?
If I could be thankful for one thing?
Well, what is the most important thankfulness that you've got right now?
Ooh, boy, that's a bold
question. Okay, let me just do this then.
No, if
you knew you could accomplish anything in the world, and it would be accomplished, and you would succeed in it, and you have that granted to you right now, what would it be? That you would definitely succeed, and you would accomplish?
Well, I got to answer both questions. Number one, my biggest thankfulness is that there is a higher power. There's no such thing as death, and we live on. Number two question, my biggest wish in the physical while I'm alive would be to become one of the most powerful, wealthiest men that ever lived, become a radio mongrel, and put everything into sick children and the underdog. That's what I would do.
So it's not a wish. It's what you can do. You can accomplish that. See? There's a difference in wishing and accomplishment. So there's nothing holding you back from that.
No. Because I visualize it every day.
There you go. And I believe you will.
And I believe I will. Somebody out there with money is going to say, hey, kid, I like you.
Not only that, just some of the ideas that we come up with to create together are going to be just mind blowing to when they get there to and your name on, you know, the things that you create. Just
really?
Getting the chance to get it together and get it going.
I didn't
you know, I've always seen you as a, you know, like a Jerry Lewis telethons. I've always seen you do that. I don't know why.
That's what I want to do, but I want to do it every day, all day on the radio.
All right. And maybe that's why I see that.
See, my spirit guides want a megaphone, and I had no intentions of ever going public with what I'm into or going into radio. But it became a passion. When I was introduced to Talk Chat and it escalated into radio, and I, why me? And my guide said it's because they want a bigger speaker. They want a bigger megaphone.
And that's one of your guides is called Speaker.
Mm-hmm. That's my primary guide.
And mine is to listen. I have to listen. Daddy told me, you just don't listen, but, and I have learned to actively listen by taking time to really, really listen inside the nth degree of everything I can.
You know, a lot of people say, well, that's, you know, you're just ego and materialistic. And I said, yeah, but it's for the glory of the Lord.
Right.
I can give a rat's ass about the money, and you know, anybody that knows me knows I'm happiest in jeans and a blue shirt, t-shirt, chilling.
Well, you said you would give it to the people that need it the most. And, you know, that's my I have a positivepowerproductions.com, and it's years and years old, and my goal for that is to open up where we can help people with if they need certain things, you know, like, you know, the dentist or a house or whatever, you know,
right.
Just medical or just food.
Right.
And then they could pay it back another way because in positive power, if we all produce it together in the goodness of one love and one cause, then that is going, that's my goal. That's what I'm working for, working towards.
I like that, baby.
Yeah.
I think
it's got the opening. It's got the introduction. HTTP www.positivepowerproductions.com. The introduction's been there for years. I just haven't done anything with it because I want it to be just right. To be able to take the money that I make out of anything that I create, from my art to my books or whatever I decide to do, take that and give it to a lawyer or, you know, somebody that can handle it, and they could give the money out from the proceeds to the people that need it. And in return, those people get something back.
I like that. And you know what? Your wish and my wish are compatible.
Yeah.
Like puzzle pieces.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to call it a wish. I want to call it a goal of accomplishments.
Just don't ask me where the money came from. That's all. You just take it.
You're such a jokester.
Yeah. I'll open rock shows and be a promoter and then funnel the money into your power.
Well, I plan on making it through my writing. I found another entire huge box going back to the 80s of my writings today. I was mind blown. I was shocked at what I learned from myself. Thank God I wrote it down.
You are, ladies and gentlemen, and whoever is listening, this, I said it many times before, this woman hasn't been discovered yet, and I want her to be discovered now, not after she's gone, when everybody can say, oh, I wish I knew her. I want you to see what she is now, and I pray that happens. Her artwork, her photography, her healings, her intuitives, her knowing, her education. I mean, please, Google her and get to know her and beg her to come out with her talents, because you're all missing something that it's a shame. It really is. I can sit and look at one of her drawings for hours. So, and her writings are deep, deep. And I can't say enough about you, Kathy. I really can't.
Michael, thank you so much.
I'm
honored that coming from you, that's very, 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 very flattering. I just, I don't know. I'm just not. Some of it's out there under Bright Lights Pathfinders with the S's. You know, you can Google search that and then type in any word you want. But other than that, I've taken most of it down because it was abused. And until I can get it to where, because I want people to use what I learn to the best of their benefit. The best of their benefit, because that's what it's for. And it was put out there as a place to put stuff. I started blogging and the Matrix Explained exploded or something, like, I don't know where it was, but it was before blogs were even out and about. And I didn't know the rules. I still don't know the rules of the internet, and I don't know how to build a web page, but I don't need to know that right now. I just keep writing it down, you know, whenever it comes to me, because I don't like to learn from other things or anything. I like to get it clean through the Holy Spirit. And I want, when I share it again to the public, you know, to the world, that it's, they can apply it to their life, and they can apply it to lessons, they can apply it to teachings. But it's used in the proper manner instead of just slung around. Does that make sense?
Yeah. But I really think you should be a little more commercial. But that'll come in time, or it may not come. You're going to follow your heart, baby.
I know.
But I know one thing. I looked at one of you. She's got one drawing, and just artwork.
Any way you want, can't you? It's amazing, man. It blows my mind, and I'm not tooting my horn. It blows my mind because every time I look at my work, I see something way different each time.
This
aren't out there in the internet, though.
This artwork is so unique, you don't even want to put it on the wall. It's something you would keep by your easy chair and hold it on your lap, because every time you move it or look at it, you're going to see something else or another message. And it can go on for hours. Every way you turn it, every way you look at it, people you know are in there, and you see faces and messages. To me, I never seen nothing like it. So,
anyway. I haven't either. I put it up just because it blows my mind. But I had the urge to draw and create again today for the first time in, gosh, months. I've got so much that I want to do that I don't know where to start. I think that's why my work's not out there. I do have a couple of publishers that I'm talking with. And, you know, which angle and which way to go. And, you know, I have so much to give out there. I don't know where to start. And I want it to do it properly so it doesn't overwhelm people. Because my work will overwhelm people. I know that. It overwhelms me.
Absolutely. Well, I get overwhelmed too. And when you're sensitive and an artist, you can get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
You need to step away from it.
Well, I have been teaching you some of the techniques and some of those ways to get the 20th dimensional look of I don't know how I came up with it. It was when Daddy was sick. Is how that started. And I just started piling on, you know, that certain technique. And I drew a drawing from the day he was announced that he had cancer to the day he died is when it was finished. And I believe that's the one you're talking about, Eagle Soars, with all the people's faces. Everybody's face combines into another face, and then you can turn it another way, and it's animals, and turn it another way, and it's flowers and trees, and... But you don't see all that at one time. You only see one thing, and then you look through it, and you see something else. Is that the one you're talking about?
Well, you got so many, and what's so interesting is you got artwork from your early days when you were, and it was a different type of art. It was regular art.
Like paint. I have a lot of paintings back then. I took 5 years of private painting. But it just wasn't something that I kept going. I can do it, anything I want to paint or draw. But I draw upside down, too. I don't draw. I don't even know what I'm drawing until I turn it around.
Interesting. Because, you know, in the art world, not only is the art of interest, it's also the artists and their lives. You have a certain... style, and then somewhere along the line in your life, it changed to the sixth dimensional and spiritual. The whole thing is just the whole story. I mean,
it was from that, the particular ones you're talking about, where you can see inside of them, inside, and no matter which way you turn, came from my dad's. I said, Daddy, please let me take your dragons. And he says, no, you'll never have my dragons. And because I wanted him to be okay. I loved my dad so much. I still do. He's my biggest teacher. And I just piled different techniques on top of different techniques and different mediums on top of different mediums and erased and pulled and moved. And that's how that became. That's how that technique. There's no way to teach it. I've tried to teach it to you. I can't. There's too many... I don't know how I do it. It just happens.
If I work alongside you, I may develop somewhat of a technique, but I don't believe...
Yeah, you'll develop your own, though. You know, your own special signature. But I can't wait to get you here and start working on what we wanted to, you know, that surprise that we have for you.
Yeah. I heard you had a visitor coming in soon.
I do. When is my visitor coming?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah, my baby's coming to see me.
My favorite vacation place. I'll be landing, maybe March 7th? And spending...
Till the 28th.
To the 28th, and I will be working
21
out.
21 days.
And working out, studying art.
Creating and working out and doing...
Yep.
No best is loving one another so much.
Yep. And we've got a lot of surprises for you. Can I make one plug I'm very proud of?
Oh, definitely. Please do.
It's like the biggest thing in the world to me.
Yes.
I recently been connected to the American Cancer Society, and it's national. Every part of the country has their own chapter. And I think somebody opened the airplane door. I got scared. I thought the airplane door opened. What was that?
You know what? Michael,
I was having
on. Go ahead. That just means that you were making a very big announcement.
I was getting ready to look for my oxygen mask. I said, holy moly, well, this one's for real. But anyway, folks, I have been recently connected to the American Cancer Society, and it's national, and every area has their own chapter, your money and whatever stays in that area that you're from. But what's so exciting is they kind of met me and liked me and adopted me, and I am doing my first fundraiser, which is going to be huge, up in Hunter Mountain.
What?
And
it's Hunter Mountain is in New York, right?
Yes, this is the capital area, Albany, New York.
Mm-hmm.
It's capital area, and it goes all the way to Hunter Mountain, where pretty... the capital area would go from here all the way to the New York City, I believe. So, which is, I'm very excited about because I am going...
You've always been about fundraisers and helping the charities.
Oh, absolutely.
That's all that you ever wanted to do that since I've known you. Congratulations, Michael.
I can produce so much money... Obama's head would spin if he would just give me a whack at it.
Well, he's probably listening. He's
But anyway, I'm very proud to be fundraising for the and a part of Relay for Life. It's national. Every area has it. And another big thing that's expanding is Hope on the Slope, the ski lodges and the skiers. The Cancer Society is organizing ski lodges now. So this is the year of helping each other, fundraising, and bartering. And everybody, even if it's a buck, everyone knows somebody that has cancer or died from it or has it or may get it.
Boy, I tell you, watching my dad die with it was not good. It changed my life.
Oh, my mother, my sister, I mean, the list is endless. I mean, everybody. This isn't something that is only a portion of the population. This is every household in the country either lost somebody, knows somebody, or has somebody.
Michael, let me tell you something ironic or coinciding with that.
Go ahead, baby.
Do you remember... A couple of months ago when I kept seeing a motorcycle and I called you on the phone and I said, I keep seeing my neighbor in a motorcycle. And then I went all the way out of my way, didn't even know where I was, and stopped and got a sandwich. And in the sandwich place was my old neighbor that used to ride a motorcycle, Nelly. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Wow.
I started thinking of that today, but I was thinking of the old another neighbor that rode motorcycles. And I said, why am I thinking this? And I was trying to meditate, you know, I was doing my meditations. And her sister is the one that heads up all of the East Coast Cancer Society.
No.
Yes. And she is doing, there you have it. That's why I was thinking the motorcycle and Nelly today again. Because when she when we connected back, she called me and asked me if I would like to get in touch with her sister. Because what happened was she found out her one of her siblings died of a pancreatic cancer. And she went and got checked and didn't have any signs or symptoms of it, but she had it. And her sister heads up all the cancer society, you know, for this area, especially mm-hmm. pancreatic cancer. It's the purple ribbon.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Is she in Charlotte?
Yes, sir. And I remember several months ago, I was going down the road, and I said, Michael, I even called you on the phone. I said, I don't even know where I'm at, but I keep seeing my neighbor and my motorcycle. And she got right after we moved away from the center of Charlotte out here, she came to see me on a motorcycle.
Wow.
And then I started thinking of the Smiths that lived in Hearthstone and their motorcycle adventures today. And I said, I went, stop. Because when I meditate, I close my whole thought process off and allow whatever God wants to channel into my heart for me to listen.
Wow.
And I said, I don't understand what this got. Now I understand why that was brought to me. Because you're to connect with Nellie and her sister. See there? There's your meditation. My meditation. Thank you.
So now, awesome.
It's the cancer. But this is pancreatic cancer, and it's as big as it's starting to be as big. It's a hidden, like, breast cancer.
Yeah.
And it's the color purple, and it's just started out being really, it's just starting to grow really big.
What a team we are.
But that's I kept saying, I can't let my mind wander. I don't know why that came out. I said, there's no reason for this to be in here. But I didn't think of the cancer part. I only was seeing the motorcycle.
Well, now I can do fundraisers for them and organize fundraisers for
exactly. Their active listening audience is how you don't know what the message is when you meditate. A perfect example of me today.
Right.
I thought my mind was wandering, but it wasn't. It was a direct channel to God bringing down Nellie and her family being head of all the Pancreatic Cancer Society throughout. And it's just started up. And Michael, you bringing up the Hunter Mountain, you know, there's the connection. That message, that meditation was to give to you today on air.
Yeah. And you know what I'm going to do? When I do the first fundraiser for them, I'm going to put the two of them in touch and work in Charlotte raising money for cancer there.
There you go.
And I'm going to be the producer, and I'm going to be the organizer.
They do most of it at Freedom Park, which is the park that was the first black and white park that went together. You know that Aunt Rusty, Aunt Frieda Lily Rose, that is the prophet for Israel, used to take me to fish in the lake.
Yeah,
and it's a huge park with stadiums and all kinds of things, museums, nature museums, everything. But it's just amazing. I love that's so God. That right here is just so God.
I'm already seeing a major clam bake with live music, dozen readers cranking out 20 every 10 minutes. I got this.
Yeah.
Charlotte, I'm coming.
That's amazing.
And it's going to be fantastic. What a connection.
What a connection. You remember when I went to meditate this morning and I came out and I said, man, I fell asleep for 2 hours and it was all on that motorcycle. I was riding that motorcycle with Nelly and the other Smiths that lived in Hearthstone, and I couldn't connect. And then it took me back all the way to seeing her again for the first time in nearly 20 years and catching up on the phone. And she says, "Don't lose my number." I said, "I won't." So I've got it.
Now look how we create. We already got something for me to do in Charlotte and help people and keep busy. And
that's the creation of the art with the cards and stuff you're going to make too.
Yeah, and not only that, but you created a little mini lesson on how metaphysical abilities work.
Yeah.
With your meditation and the motorcycle, and you were tapping into the universal consciousness.
Exactly, and I thought I was, I said, there is no way I am pulling this into my head. Go away. And it wouldn't go away. I opened my eyes, I got up, I walked around, because my meditations go totally blank and then visual usually. Well, this one just kept coming and kept coming and kept coming, and ironically, you had your blog talk tonight, you interviewed the Cancer Society lady. What was her name? Linda?
Ashley.
Ashley
Jeffries.
Such a sweet voice.
Isn't she? And very professional.
Oh, yeah. The love just fell through her on broadcast. So why don't you give that archive so people can listen to it?
Well, it's on my Facebook, and I'm not much with links and addies, but Google me, and you'll find my Facebook. You're welcome to it. I got a fan page. Click it. Go over to my blog talk and search Michael Goger Productions. I do make free interviews and commercials for anybody for any reason. Priority, common sense. Also, I have a weight loss program. I lost well over 200 pounds, and very much.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, baby. And it's every Monday at 6:30 p.m. And then I got a psychic show on Friday, numerology with Lois Martin. Every night, every Friday at 6:30 p.m. So, and then I have a show with Kathy Cook every Sunday at Blog Talk, 8 p.m.
The Southern Lady and the Northern Gentleman.
Yes, and every Saturday I got a show at 12:30 at Jack's Productions at Blog Talk. And every Thursday at K. Randall May, Blog
and
Talk.
Every Tuesday evening, Station
Here,
One.
Here, BBSRadio.com,
Bridging Wisdom.
BBS is home, you know it.
Yeah, that's where it started. You started right
here.
You were one of their first broadcasters.
I was there when it was in its infancy.
Rock-a-bye baby. And, remember when they moved? You were working with them in the other state before they moved to California.
Mm-hmm.
Where is Don Newsom? I wish he'd get on and say hello. I miss him.
He knows I got a crush on him.
Don Newsom. Can you hear us?
Listen, it's coming to an end. And what else we got to get out there, baby?
We got to get out our prayers, and we got to get out our energy ball.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Okay, Seth says he's not in the studio right now. Seth, you get on and say, hey, then. Just please.
Well,
he's not going to go because he's got a cold, I bet. Where's Doug?
Oh, he's out. I'm man on the station alone right now.
Hey, Seth. Seth is our engineer. Seth, how are you?
I'm doing good. Now, I just have a moment to say hi and bye. I've got to get Station 2 up and running.
Okay, Seth, we'll be wrapping up here, and we thank you for coming on and saying hello. Thank you for all that you do for everybody.
Thank you.
Without you, you're the paperclip.
Excellent. And do demos. There's a fortune in it for you.
I tell you what, I'm going to get him to do our opening.
Voiceovers.
Yeah. Thank you, Seth. We love you. Well, Michael, what would you like to put in the energy ball?
Well, I want to put in the energy ball, and I say to every show, please send peace and love to the Middle East, between Iran and Israel. Very important. Every day. And love thy neighbor as yourself. And thank you for letting the first on earth be last in heaven.
What's that noise? Okay.
The airplane door. I want to keep jumping out.
I know. Michael. Who's flying the plane? Do you remember that time that you woke up off of our little raft here and you said, I woke you up to go to bed and you said, who's flying the plane?
I think it's maybe they're blocking me out. I'm kind of a radical rebel in a way. I'm a little different.
Mm-hmm. I want to thank everybody that's supporting President Obama, because if you listen in between all the things that he's doing and you can see them actually coming to surface, and I want to continue to support our troops and everybody in the world, support each other with love and kindness and understanding, non-judgmental, and strive for that unique oneness that we all are. Because if we are uniquely one ourselves and listen to ourselves in our heart with our higher power, then we can be evenly yoked together as a unity of oneness together. And with that, Michael, I love you, and it's been a great hour. And I love you, BBS Radio, and I love you, Universe, so much. We'll see you out there. Say bye to Puppy Wuppy, Michael.
Hey, Puppy Wuppy.
She's the radio dog.
Oh, Puppy
Wuppy,
and Yo, New York.
Yo, New York, and see you soon.
And Charlotte. North Carolina, Charlotte.
You know, BBS Radio services 192 countries. Mm-hmm. Biggest internet radio station and best on the planet. We love you, Don and Doug Newsom, owners and co-founders, and we love you, Seth, the engineer, and all of your families. Good night, everybody. We're off the air.